From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 16th, 2015. This week, we feature another in a series of episodes on water research by Virginia students. To start, have a listen for about 25 seconds to this mix of mystery sounds and see if you can guess the serious worldwide disease issue that connects the sounds. And here's a hint. This microscopic phenomenon is not what the doctor meant to order. If you guessed antibiotic resistance by bacteria, you were right. You heard bottles of medications, a toilet flush, livestock, a thunderstorm, and a stream filled with stormwater runoff. All are connected to the occurrence or spread of certain bacteria that, over time, have become resistant to antibiotics to which the bacteria have been exposed. Antibiotic resistance among bacteria that cause human disease is one of the world's most serious current health threats, according to the World Health Organization. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that annually over 2 million Americans are affected by antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Streams and watersheds are connected to antibiotic resistance in two key ways. First, human sewage can contain resistant bacteria or residual antibiotics. If not completely removed during treatment, the bacteria and antibiotics can reach waterways and can contribute to the spread or development of more resistant bacteria. Second, resistant bacteria or residual antibiotics in agricultural animals may be excreted and then reach waterways through runoff of surface water, particularly during storms. The role of stormwater runoff and other watershed processes in spreading antibiotic-resistant bacteria is the focus of research by Virginia Tech Civil and Environmental Engineering graduate student Emily Garner, one of four Virginia students who received research grants in 2014 from the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. Working in Struble's Creek in Blacksburg and in the Cache Laputa River near Fort Collins, Colorado, Ms. Garner used DNA sequencing technology to measure concentrations of antibiotic-resistant genetic material during and following storms. By examining mechanisms that control the fate and transport of antibiotic-resistant genes through watersheds, Ms. Garner's work may help identify ways to reduce the spread of resistant bacteria from wastewater and stormwater runoff. While Ms. Garner's research is helping clarify the role of water and watersheds in spreading antibiotic resistance, what's already clear is that citizens' awareness and practices are crucial to reducing the development of antibiotic resistance. In fact, the first World Antibiotic Awareness Week is November 16th to 22nd, 2015. And in Virginia, the State Department of Health has a campaign called Get Smart, Virginia, Know When Antibiotics Work. Key messages of such campaigns include using antibiotics only when needed and not for viral infections like colds or the flu, using them only as prescribed by a physician or for animals under veterinary care, and disposing of unused medications through a take-back program or through proper landfill disposal, but not by flushing. Thanks to Emily Garner and other Virginia scientists for tackling water-related challenges posed by the complex world of bacteria and other microbes. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org. Or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.